Definitely, Jess. Yes, Jess, you are. You work tomorrow. You got to take it easy day.
I'll probably have to edit some photos tomorrow.
Oh, so yeah, doing what we love. That's not real work.
Well, I mean, I technically work tomorrow, but I don't have to go until like 2:45, so I'm good.
So is it time for me to get put on the spot myself here?
Yes, sir.
You have a good idea.
I do. Mm.
Okay.
We're going to do a new segment this evening where I'm going to ask some questions here. We're going to call it Fish Are Friends.
Fish Are Friends. I don't have an appropriate sound.
Get some bubbles blowing or something.
Yeah, right? What else do I got? Do I have anything else good we can play? I have that.
Or a quote from Finding Nemo or something. There you go. That's a good one. That works.
All right. Fish are friends, not food.
All right.
So you have an idea to ask me something.
Yes. What?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Boy, when I don't mentally prepare for this stuff, I could be in for something good.
All right, sir.
All right.
Just off the top of your head, what are your top five metal go-to albums?
Top five metal go-to albums.
Yes.
First off the bat is Rust in Peace.
Megadeth. Okay, classic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes me off to a couple places, gets the anger out.
I'm sure.
This is so hard because I kind of have go-to albums depending on my mood.
Well, if you need to add honorable mentions at the end, you can.
Okay. All right. But top five, definitely we're going to say Megadeth, Rust in Peace. Mm. And I'm going to go old school here. Because this is what kicked it off for me, and it was Van Halen 1.
Oh, okay, sure.
That takes me out. That's if I want to trip down memory lane now. But at the time...
No one should give you any trouble for that.
Yeah, Van Halen 1 for sure.
Of course.
Okay, so let's get a little heavier here. I got to say Reborn Living Sacrifice is in that top five.
Ooh, yeah. We were talking about that earlier. It's a great record.
I use it a lot, and I mean, even... another podcast I'm producing, I have a Reborn song on there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fundamental.
You know what I mean, for voiceover stuff. Mm. All right, so that's number three. Number four, I have to do a Metallica album.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I've told this story before, so I'm not going to bore everyone again how I got introduced to Metallica. It's a cool story. Go back and listen to another episode. Definitely Master of Puppets.
Oh yeah.
No doubt about it.
Oh yeah. Battery, Master Sanitarium. The title track, Sanitarium, Disposable Heroes, Orion. Yes. Come on.
Yeah. That's by far, I think. I probably should have put that one higher up on the list, actually.
Well, it doesn't have to be in order. Because you have to think about it. Yeah.
And number five, I got to stay old school. And you really can call Rush a metal band at all, but...
Well, rock metal, whatever.
Yeah. It has to be 2112. Again, just because it was my first experience.
Yeah.
And the thing about that album is that experience changed as I got older.
Oh, yeah?
Right, so...
Like it means different things for you now when you first heard it?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd love absolutely. That when you listen
because,
to the record.
You know, I listened to it as a kid and it was just... Like, wow, this is really cool, you know? They do a sad song, kind of, and sad ballad. Definitely one about, you know, smoking some leaf, which is really good. And then, of course, the whole first side of the album tells a story.
Mm.
And then when you're young, you don't really... I didn't get it. I had no idea what they were singing about.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get older and listen to Rush with some headphones and some leaf. And the whole experience changes.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't hear that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a for sure thing, how that evolved. And then you get a little bit older and study the lyrics, and then you're like, wow, what a story.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, though. Like when you,
but it changes as it get older. So then the story spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I've had a visual idea for 2112 in my brain of what a short film would look like.
Sure.
For probably half my life now.
Yeah.
In my mid-20s, it was a thing that took me off, and I could picture it.
That's a sign of a good artist, right?
Yes, yes. So I would say those are my five go-to albums.
Awesome.
Top of the list. What about you? What's yours? Yeah. And you know, I creeped your, I gotta confess, I creeped your Facebook, and I was looking at some of the metal fests you went to. Like, I was looking at posts for you from like 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, really? I don't even.
And you're moshing. You were moshing at a festival in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a really blurry picture, but
I was probably Soulfest.
Yes, yeah. That's what it was. Soulfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it was cool. It was a cool photo, though.
Okay. Top five. No particular order.
No particular order. And this will be interesting coming from a guitar player. No pressure.
All right. So
sometimes I think it changes, but what is it right now?
It does. Sometimes it does change, but I would say right now the top five. The first one is City of Evil by Avenged Sevenfold. I don't care how much shit I get for that. I'll rip that band till I die. But I got that record right when I started playing guitar, and for anyone that's heard it, obviously it's a complete like masterclass on guitar, so it just gave me this incredible high goal to achieve right when I started.
Yeah.
So that'd be the first one. I would say Pantera, Far Beyond Driven. It's probably number two on that list.
Very good choice.
Go Lamb of God's Resolution album.
Oh, wow.
That's a favorite. Front to back, it's solid, consistent, and every song is different. After that, it gets a little trickier.
It does. Because again, it sometimes will, you know, just sticking with five, I guess I have favorites that I rotate myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I get stuck.
Sure. Like, the first three are, like, easier. Then when you get to four and five, it's like,
eh. Yeah, right.
I guess I gotta... You have to throw a Metallica one in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably go... See, I could go Puppets or I could go Black Album, either way. Because,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The Black Album.
I like the Black Album because I appreciate the genius of looking at that whole monster that is Metallica and going, what if I condense this to 5 minutes? Made the BPM slower and just beat the shit out of everybody with the production of it. I just love the genius of that.
It just sounds so beautiful.
Right? I could go either way.
And, you know, is that like a prelude to hearing a riff from a Sidewinder new Sidewinder song? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm just busted.
It's all good.
Like, no, I can't play. That's good, though. We're liking it. Well, I like those choices, so.
Yeah.
You still have one more, I believe.
I got one more? Okay. Let's see here. Okay. All right. There's probably a bunch I'm forgetting, but I'll shout out Slipknot's new record.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's, we are not that's your kind. Five. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
I have not listened to the entire thing yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I've been so wrapped up in the local scene here, seriously.
That's a good reason, though.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
I'll tell you what I did recently, soak in its entirety multiple times, is the new Lacuna Coil. And if you have not, I mean, do you like that? Do you like the dual male-female vocals?
I do like them, actually, yes. But I've not heard their new record.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty dark.
I'm actually pretty sure Jim Root is, like, dating or at least with or was with their frontwoman.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure.
Oh. There's a fact I don't know, but if you have not checked that out, that's highly recommended. And the new Tool album, those are the two.
Oh, yeah.
Korn, I breezed through it. I still haven't even really.
Oh, my God. Korn's new album?
I know.
Front
to
back.
Going that.
Oh, it's probably my favorite since Issues. I got one more for you.
Oh, okay. One more set of questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I was going off fives, but if you can't think of five, that's okay. Like, top five live shows where you went and saw the band and was like, wow, this is what it's about right here.
Okay, so I'm going to go 5-1 on this, with one definitely taking the cake.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not all metal.
No, that's fine.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
Not all mine are, so.
These are shows that, like, literally were, like, pivotal, monumental moments in my life, for sure. The first one that I went to really as a teenager. Again, I was kind of held back from that world until I could drive and buy my own tickets.
Sure.
So I was about 16.
Yeah.
And the first one that I saw was AC/DC.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a first
AC/DC. One. AC/DC. And it was at the Odd... Now, back then, you were into AC/DC, Rat. I was on kind of like the hair metal side of it, right?
For sure. Rat, when I first Van got Halen, guitar, my dad was picking it up, and he's like, here's this Rat riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rat was another one. But that AC/DC show was it. It was the Money Talk. That was that tour.
Okay.
They were dropping Angus Young dollar bills from, you know. it was an amazing experience. Really was. First one, and that was where half my money went.
Hooked from there.
The next year, yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty memorable. Next one has got to be Rush.
Okay.
In Toronto.
Of course.
And I actually
home territory.
I actually have the date here, yeah. That was the first time I had seen the band in their hometown, and let me tell you, there's nothing, there's no treat. Buffalo's a close second because so many Toronto people come,
mm-hmm.
but when they're on their home turf,
oh yeah,
and it was the Roll the Bones in '91,
mm-hmm.
May. It was May, and so that is definitely up there with number four.
Oh yeah.
So, moving on, another. You'd think this would be
easier, right?
There'd be other bands included with this, but I have one that totally changed my opinion in a negative way about a band too. It was like one of the worst disappointments.
Well, those are good too.
Guns N' Roses.
Okay. When was this?
This was the summer of '92, and it was Metallica touring with them.
Ooh.
Okay, and Faith No More.
This was during like the.
So okay. Yeah, and but the it was I might get beef for this, but Metallica and Faith No More blew Guns N' Roses away. Totally blew them away. First of all, Guns N' Roses was late. Mm-hmm. There was like a 3-hour gap in between Metallica and Guns N' Roses. And it was supposed, you know, that was excessive. It was the middle of summer in Buffalo. People were drunk, passing out.
Right, for what I've heard from that time period.
Yeah. So also, just to kind of give you the time period, it was a couple of days after James Hetfield was burned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he got burned by the pyro up in Toronto, actually.
Yeah.
So he wasn't playing guitar, but yeah, Guns N' Roses. I walked out of there and like, I just like, what an ass.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I was disappointed like terribly because it would have been, you know, it was the first time I'd ever seen him. And now I understand Axl's gotten a lot better, but he like wiped out on stage. He was so drunk, he fell and got up and threw the microphone and walked off during Sweet Child of Mine. And, you know, it's just like, really, it was a negative experience.
So, I can understand that.
Yeah. Next one is Billy Joel.
Okay. You're throwing some curveballs.
Yes.
I like that.
That experience, I actually went with my girlfriend and her mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
They loved them too. So, first of all, you had like this broad. I was 16 or 17. Saw them in Buffalo. Gosh, I wish I could remember who else played with them, but I can see the stage and, man, let me tell you, Billy Joel, one top number three best show I've ever seen. Would you have thought that? I mean, I
wouldn't have guessed, but I kind of have an open mind like that too. So I don't like just one thing.
It was so good. It was just a moving experience. I mean, if you've seen him, people get it. It was just phenomenal. And this was mid to late 80s. Gosh, it had to be 86 or 87 because I was still in high school and not dating this girl, Kim. And her name's two layers down on my left arm, by the way.
That's awesome.
I do have it covered up twice.
Her name's two layers down on my left arm.
We're not going to say any last names. That was my first tattoo, Kim, on the left arm. Big mistake. Waste of money. Don't do it.
So we're not going to say her name, Kim.
Well, I'm not saying her last name.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that was number three.
See, that's awesome. Number three led to a story about a tattoo that I would have never known.
Yes. Number two, I'm going to have to say, gosh, this is so hard because I know what my number one is. No wavering there.
I'm excited.
There's kind of like a tie for number two.
That's okay. You can have a tie. The court will allow.
Really? Okay. So tied for number two was Disturbed in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
It was the Believe tour.
All right. Oh, okay. Yes.
I think Trapped, it was their first time out, and there was a couple of bands that are pretty big now that they're Chevelle
played. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they were brand new then. This is 2002.
All right, yeah. That
late 2001 right. or early 2002, so 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was by far the best. I don't know, there was something about that experience that Draymond did that night. Mm-hmm. The sound was perfect. It like penetrated your chest rattled.
Oh, yeah.
But it was clear that Metallica in Tampa was pretty cool, too. That was 2002. That was pretty killer. That was just an insane show. It was the most drunk people carried out in stretchers I've ever seen. One of those deals. But so wrapping up, definitely Roger Waters, The Wall.
All right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
That's one
that was
when
an
you
experience.
Were, when you were talking about earlier about ones that you hear when you're younger and then you hear when you're older.
Yes. I had an experience with that as well, around 12, 13, listening to it, you know, listening to, you know, the girl saying, want to take a bath, you know, and you're 12, 13, hitting that age going, what is this all about, you know?
Sure. Now I'm listening, I'm 26 and listening to Mother and like, oh my God.
So now we're leaf rambling. So, so we got almost an hour and 45 minutes worth of material. I think we're going to do two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This was
you
so
should.
Good. We had a blast. Yeah, let's go munch some. I need to. I got the munchies.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go have a snack. And Jessica is off doing something, but
she beat us to the snack
game.
I know,
right? Yeah. I think so. But yeah, we'll see you at the show. Thanks for listening to Music City Metal. Coming up next episode, we're going to have Ryan Lessard from Chemical Rose, possibly another band member. They are playing at the Cobra coming up on the 29th with Crusade. So he'll be coming up on the next episode, which will be actually comes out just before their show on the 29th. So that'll be coming out. Actually, we'll probably air it, and we might even do some recording at that show the first time going mobile. So that's coming up in an episode. And we got Crusade, Divisive coming, and Of Serpents. So, Brother Tim. Lots of stuff we didn't even get to tonight, but we'll talk about it in other stuff. Good, like, yeah, you're a good wingman.
Well, thank you.
This was fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I liked it. So, hey, Fish, going to shut down the electric fishbowl, get some groceries inside the gut here.
Yes.
But in the meantime, hey, you want to make the world a better place, commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger. Peace.